This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It was just a few years ago that the term green-collar jobs was coined to describe new employment opportunities tied to alternative energy sources, such as solar panel installers. Ian Kim is director of the Green-Collar Jobs Campaign at the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights in Oakland, where he has seen the idea shoot from a novel concept to a big economic push in a very short time.
3 years ago, our biggest aspirations were to help set up some pilot demonstration programs, provide examples of success and innovation at the local level. And suddenly, by the end of 2007, we had been central in helping to get a federal Green Jobs Act passed in Congress, along with a bunch of our allies. Fast forward again to 2009, and we have literally hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide for green job training from the federal government, not to mention state and local governments all making some serious investments in this area.
This infusion of funding is intended to help provide new jobs for middle-class workers who have been displaced by the nationwide economic contraction. But Kim is equally focused on structuring those jobs as pathways out of poverty.
We also want to take a balanced approach and make sure that the low-income communities and the people of color who too often have been locked out of the labor market in the first place also have a shot at this new green economy, especially now when those low-income communities are some of the folks who are hurting the most.
Green-collar jobs don't exist in a vacuum. They depend on green-minded employers and entrepreneurs to create and sustain them.
Nothing is more important right now than the businesses that will actually create these green jobs. Government policy and public policy can play a huge role in helping green business to thrive and to flourish. But at the end of the day, it's the green entrepreneurs, it's the green business leaders who will be taking the charge forward for this new green economy.
The key to that, Kim adds, is shaping public policies to foster the development and growth of these new green businesses. It's a process that begins with asking two questions.
What will help solar companies and renewable energy companies stay afloat right now in the economic crisis this year? And then what are the things that we can do to accelerate even further green economic growth in California for the next 5 or 10 years?
For an example of how answers have been developed elsewhere, Kim suggests looking to Germany.
The German Green Party and the German government set up such strong incentives for renewable energy that they are one of the leading markets for solar energy and renewable energy in the world. They're not a particularly sunny place, but they have a lot of the right public policy in place to help that green economy to grow. And a lot of it has to do with not only installing solar on rooftops, but also requiring that those solar panels be bought from companies that are nearby or that are in the country. So I hope that in California and in the U.S. we can do something similar. We can set aggressive goals and targets for getting off of dirty fossil fuel-based energy onto clean energy and do it in a way where the manufacturing jobs and the installation jobs are all American jobs in this country.
Ian Kim will be a keynote speaker at the 4th Annual Sustainable Enterprise Conference in Rohnert Park tomorrow. His talk will be titled Opportunities in the New Green Economy. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.